So is the mercy proportionate to our endeavor? No. If it becomes like that, then it becomes more of a, it is no longer remains causeless. So certainly our endeavor increases the likelihood of getting mercy. And we shouldn't think that Krishna deliberately wants to withhold mercy and not give mercy to us. It's not like that. Prabhupada writes in the first canto purport that Krishna is more eager for us to come back to him than we are eager to go to him. So Krishna is always eager, but he wants to see how much we are valuing what we are getting. Just like my father who is a billionaire, and the father wants to hand over all the inheritance to his children. But if he sees the children are frivolous, wasting their money in all sorts of frivolous activities, then although the father wants to give the inheritance to children, father will withhold at that time. Till the child becomes mature, and after the child becomes mature, the father will give the inheritance. So like that, Krishna wants to give us pure love for him. But if he sees that we are still caught up in loving this and loving that and loving that, we will not value what he is giving. So the more we start valuing what we have, the more Krishna starts giving it to us. So it's not a linear or a mathematical proportionate thing. But the general principle is yatha mam prapadyante tam tathaiva prajamyam. It's a reciprocal relationship. So the more we surrender to Krishna, the more Krishna reveals himself to us. And Krishna is Krishna's ultimate mercy. When Krishna manifests in our heart, in his all attractiveness, then that is his ultimate mercy. So Krishna is Krishna's greatest blessing. And he reveals that in proportion to our desire for him. So now, is it a matter of numerical counting? I don't think so. Because the point is that our heart should become open to Krishna. Now for some people, by chanting a lot of rounds, the heart's openness to Krishna increases. For some other people, just chanting the round more and more just causes a sense of being too burdened, just becomes a number counting game. They're not really opening their heart to Krishna. Instead, they do some other services and they feel more connected with Krishna through those services. So we have to see how our heart opens most to Krishna, how we feel most connected to Krishna. We have a basic process of sadhana which we follow, but beyond that, depending on how we can be best connected with Krishna, we absorb ourselves in connecting with him accordingly. And as far as Krishna's mercy is concerned, it will come at his pace. As long as we are doing the endeavor, Krishna is not out there withholding his mercy. He wants us to open our heart, and when he sees we have opened our heart, he will give his mercy to us. Okay. Last question.